to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation.
That's always fearful when AOC is showing up to say that we have to rein people in, because she doesn't believe in reining people in a just or fair way. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes of the broadcast today. And in all of this, with the Democrats taking control of both houses, with the presidency now in the same control, you have a solidified government that is really going to be, if they want to be, kind of unstoppable. That's if they want to be. Maybe there are one or two Democrats that can come over and help Republicans from time to time. You know, I think of Joe Manchin living in such a conservative state, but as a Democrat keeps getting reelected as a senator, he's got to take things into consideration that are very different than many of the rest of his colleagues. But I was reminded this morning when I opened up the news sources that I look at, how important the last 4 years have been. Because the Supreme Court today upheld a pro-life ruled issue that was issued by the Trump administration that will help save babies from abortions. The administration appealed a federal judge's ruling that allowed abortion facility to send those drugs to women in the mail, potentially without ever having to see a doctor or even get an exam. In July, the U.S. District Judge Theodore Huang of Maryland suspended that safety rule and just allowed it to be going out. So the administration appealed it, the initial ruling, and said it would be safer for women to see a doctor first because the drug can kill or hurt women in certain medical situations. Well, the court handed down a 6-3 ruling. I like that ratio for the rule to stay in place. And it reminded me, as I hope it reminds everyone, that these things matter. Elections matter. They all have consequences to them. When they figure out that the courts are the last backstop, I have no doubt that the solidified government that's about to come in will try to change them wholesale as best they can. But for the time being, that Supreme Court, by a 6-3 ruling, protected women a little bit better today, protected children a little bit better today. And that matters. And I'm glad they did. All right, Kevin McCullough, follow me on all the social media that you possibly can. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, KMC01, Facebook.com, KMC01, I've got one of those weird little quirky codes. You just show your camera to it, and then you can click through to a page where you can follow me on every social media I'm on. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. See you then.